This is a little bit of a different episode. So typically on the bench, we talk about whatever the latest news is or whatever we're interested in. We thought it'd be fun to do a Q&A episode. So we put up a post on social media and with an invite to our Discord and took a bunch of questions. Now, we'll answer more questions from the community. Brent is kind of the one who's going to be the arbiter of questions today.
The filter of questions.
So, and know how many retweets for a pre-C question, because the answer to that is infinity.
But yeah, so we're going to go through probably like the Discord ones will give priority because they joined our community. And so they,
yeah.
And we're going to, I think if you guys like this, we might do this maybe once a month. We'll do like a Q&A episode.
Once just focus, every third moon.
just so we can focus on stuff because we get a lot of questions during our normal podcast, but it's hard to answer them when you're talking about what's cool. So Brent, do we want to just jump right in? What is the first question on the list? And make sure to read everyone's name. And guys, Brent is watching all of the chats.
All the chats.
Hopefully questions are already coming in. So definitely ask. That was me, Brent.
So first question is Cirrus from Discord.
Oh, and by the way, we haven't seen these. So this will be a total surprise.
Well, I've seen them.
Oh, great. But yeah.
When will the Main Gear backpack and mouse pad be released?
Soon.
The backpacks are coming, my friends. So we're about a month away from receiving our shipment.
Approximately
a month away. And
On both of them, actually, I believe. We're very close on both.
On both with the mouse pads?
Yeah.
As well? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So expect to see those in every microcenter shelf in about a month. And on MeanGear.com.
Yeah. I guess for those who don't know, we showed off a prototype of our backpack at CES. It's got some amazing features. I don't know if you want to briefly, Wallace, kind of talk about what makes it special for those that haven't seen it.
We get a backpack on camera? Can we pick one up real quick?
Yes.
You keep talking. And
so if you just, we scream, Sean might bring one by.
Sean.
So what the idea was.
We can start talking about it. So if you look at every tech backpack, they look like tech backpacks, right? They're black.
Absolutely.
It's usually like a Targus backpack. And if you look at every cool backpack.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
It's full of stuff.
I'm not gonna go through the. There you go. This is a prototype that we have here. If you look at every cool backpack out there, they are not tech backpacks, right? So, and then if you look at every gaming backpack, they look like a gaming backpack.
You mean like backpacks that tend to look good tend to be like very sparse and not functional for a geek.
Exactly, right? So this all started with just basically me looking for a cool backpack to replace my Targus, right?
Right.
I have this Targus backpack, which is very functional, by the way. The thing is amazing. It, you know, I can fit on my laptop and my accessories. It accommodates everything the way I need it, but it kind of looks like crap. It looks like a, you know, I'm not belittling the Targus brand.
You didn't pick the backpack because of how it looked. You picked it because of the pockets.
It looks like I'm an executive, you know, on the road.
It's boring. Or they're super nerdy.
Yeah.
And aggressive in the other direction.
And it looks like I'm carrying like $1,000 worth of tech in there or more, right? Yeah. In our case, I'm carrying like a couple thousand grand with a couple grand worth of tech in my backpack. And it looks like that. So the idea came from, what if we just design our own backpack? Something that would accommodate the look and feel that we're going for. And
Ron has backpack camera.
Ron's trying to hide all his stuff in the backpack.
We went over this. It's mostly full of headphones.
Yeah, he's got like 17 headphones inside. Focusing on the backpack for too much, because this is not an episode about the backpack, the inside was designed with tech in mind. It's going to accommodate your notebook. It's gonna accommodate your back, your iPad. It's gonna accommodate your Nintendo Switch.
Dedicated Switch pocket.
Yeah, it's got a dedicated Switch pocket. It's gonna have headphone ports. It's gonna have a place so you can put a battery. It's gonna have a built-in tile. So if you lose your backpack,
I'm excited about that.
You will be able to just, it'll ping local Bluetooth signals from around.
So, I love Tile.
And it'll tell you where the thing is without paying for like a monthly GPS service. It's pretty incredible. And it'll be competitively priced. It's going to be priced right, and it's going to look cool. So I have a white one that I've been carrying around all year. And I'm obviously biased, right? This is the backpack that was designed for our needs
right,
as a team. And
exactly
what the conversation was about. Like, hey, let's design something that we would want to rock, right? Everywhere I go with mine, people ask, where can I buy it? Soon. Where is this white backpack from?
Soon.
And I'm like, hey, I'm actually the guy that's part of this project. It'll be available soon.
Yeah, follow us on social media. We'll post when it's available. It's going to be on maingear.com and in Micro Center stores. So if you want an update, sign up for a newsletter, especially on our website. And when we announce it officially and when it's for sale in the stores, you'll find out first. I have a feeling the first batch is going to probably go pretty quick because of all the demand that we've had so far.
That's right.
Okay, next question. Slayer from Discord, he's one of our streaming partners, asks,
Slayer, what's up, bro? How you doing?
What goes into a one-of-one build, and how is that process different from the rest of our builds?
That's a cool question. We don't talk about that a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, you can start on that
one. Yeah, so the idea with one-of-one is, so if you look at Main Gear, the systems that we offer, we have a crazy amount of customization already on our configurator, right? You're able to pick the components, you're able to pick the paint job, you're able to pick coolant color, coolant style, you're able to pick the colors of the cables. But we wanted to create a program that allowed us to essentially create like one of one, so basically one-off custom PCs that went above and beyond the normal customization that we had, right? We can't just have 8 billion checkboxes on a configurator, right? So the idea with One of One was a program where you get to work directly with a creative consultant here. So you work with our creative team as well as an engineer, and then we'll design essentially a One of One, so a system that has never been built before for you. And that's kind of the idea behind it. We have examples on our website, just maingear.com/one-of-one. Brent, if you could put a link in chat.
Yeah. Can you just show a quick video of that Coca-Cola build?
Yeah.
That's a great example.
Yeah, so like an example was Coke. Coke called us and they said, look, we want to get into esports and we would love for you guys to build some exquisite, exclusive PCs that are not available anywhere else with the Coca-Cola theme. And I'm sorry, I'm putting Brent on the spot. He's like running around like plugging HDMI cables and stuff because he wasn't prepared.
Hey, we gotta do it live, man.
Yeah. So we just that. We built something completely different, a system where it was, I mean, we even custom cut the glass in Valencia green. I think it's called Georgia green.
It's like the same bottle, yeah, that Coke bottle actually uses.
Literally the same color. Yeah. Like the side glass on the system is the same color of a Coke bottle. We ordered some special Coke bottles from like Mexico, where because we don't have that size in the US.
Right.
Yeah, so Coca-Cola had to like send us like a crate of these special bottles where we had to tap into them and turn the bottles into like a reservoir mount to create custom mounts for the bottles in our systems. We flipped video cards on their sides. I mean, we went nuts in the system, or these systems. We built a few of them for Coke. And that's a great example of the exclusivity the process or the experience that you can achieve with the one-of-one.
It's a very different thing. Essentially, the way it works, if you're interested in one, is you go to our webpage and then put a request in, and then we work directly with you.
Yeah, I mean, in the video here, it's showing Sean putting together the system. Video cards were flipped on their side. There was so much custom fabrication that went on.
It was a full case mod too.
There's custom fabrication that went on in this Coke build. Check it out on YouTube whenever you have a chance. Just type in Main Gear Coke PC, or just type in Coke PC on Google. It went viral. Yeah. So it's that's an example of one-of-one. PewDiePie, Deadmau5. I just showed a system on my personal YouTube channel with. It was a one-to-one where it had two PCs in one. Guy wanted to just go crazy. He's got this.
It was an insane system.
By the way, this thing had like 20 20 terabytes or whatever of SSD.
It was ridiculous. Like, it was ridiculous.
Sal on Facebook says he's going to go play the lottery so he can order the next one.
It was
refinance, baby. You don't have to play the lottery.
That build was even like a dual loop, so it had separate liquid cooling loops inside and an incredible amount of real estate, radiator real estate. So definitely check out that page for some examples.
That's right.
Okay, next, Brent.
Next question. Jake from Discord asks, if all three of you are stranded on a desert island, who gets eaten first?
Brent.
You like that Canadian meat?
It's definitely Brent. He'd probably taste the best.
Jesus Christ.
Next question.
The question is, who's doing the eating?
That is the real question. I'm assuming
we're like, 3 months in and there's definitely not food, so we have to eat one another. Like, it's the only option.
I would prefer not to. I don't think it'd be too appetizing. So I would settle for like working with you guys as a team, like we do here, to go hunt for some food and
we'll just equally.
And maybe we can just eat fish. How about that? Instead of each other, huh?
Yeah, you know what? The fact that they said island, typically there would be some sort of like shellfish or
not a deserted island either, a desert island.
A desert island. Is that
so there's no trees or coconuts?
I'm actually more concerned about how we're drinking at that point, because I'm assuming then it means that it's just all sand and then we're surrounded by salt water.
There's a way to separate the salt from the water like the sun.
It's a pain in the butt. You build like a
right?
You basically can put a tarp over like a pool of water. And as the sun heats up, like, it evaporates.
That's
and then
right.
You run it. You put a rock in the middle, so it goes down into like a
separate container. I'll donate my shirt for that. How about that?
Sounds good. iCubes has a good question. What's the giveaway? So we're giving away hats today.
Two favorite questions. Brent gets to pick.
Yes. This is our new hat, by the way.
I love that hat.
There it is. So this is our new hat.
They both are actually new.
Oh, we have this one too. I didn't even get this one yet. So
it's that exclusive, guys.
Yeah,
Wallace doesn't even have it.
This has got like a really, really soft material.
It's like yoga pants is the best way I could describe it.
it's like yoga pants for your head. Huh? Makes it feel nice. So
I like the gray one. Is my
it's got a really good fit. And then and guys, these are not like hats with like Mangear logos on it. These are custom, like straight up custom Mangear hats that.
Yeah.
We designed from scratch, right? Apparently, we put like months into this thing too.
It's affectionately now being called the yoga hat.
Right.
Should we list it as a yoga hat on our website?
Yes, absolutely.
That would be cool if we listed it as a yoga hat. These are cool yoga hats, though.
They're awesome. I love the color of the rim too.
Yeah. So post your questions in chat, and we'll
pick one from the Discord and one from one of the chats.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do it that way. So Discord gets the best question from Discord and best question from the other chats.
Cool.
Okay. So Slayer from Discord again. Slayer put in a lot of questions. How did Mangear start, and how hard was the grind of growing a new business? What were the ups and downs?
This is all Wallace.
Oh, man, it was super easy, bro. So what I did is I called my daddy, and he gave me like $1 million. And then, like, we're just rich, you know what I mean? Nah. Actually, it's actually a true passion story, right? So I was always a gamer. I went to school for networking systems professional. So I got my NSP certificate. Word to all my NSP guys. And I couldn't find a job. I was 18 years old. I applied to a bunch of companies. Nobody was basically taking on this noob. So at the time, I just said, you know what? I'm going to start my own consulting business, and I'm going to start knocking on doors. So we started as a consulting business technically. And within like a month or two, within 2 months actually, I built a couple of gaming PCs to my friends and family. And they're like, dude, it's awesome. It's got like a side window. It's got lights. And like at the time, we used to have like these cold cathode tubes.
I miss those. I don't miss the power adapters that you had to put on the tubes.
Yeah, those little blocks.
Like power bricks inside the PC.
They sucked. And then within like those 2 months, I quickly realized that my true passion was building PCs and not, you know, fixing networks for people. So I created a plan. I created a plan of attack, right? So I had to create a logo, had to come up with a name that was trademarkable. I had to find a domain name that matched my trademark. I had to get a 1-800 number, and had to create a shippable product, right? So I always had like this thing for brands and experiences, and how does it feel when you buy a PC? How do you get it? What's the experience like when you open it up? So we did all that. You know, I did. It was just me and my buddy. We were just hustling for a couple months. And my big break was when I went to CES. At 18 years old, I bought a ticket to Las Vegas, went to CES, not knowing anybody in the business. And I just shook some hands and met some people and met this guy called Leo Laporte. He had a show on the Screensavers, a show on tech TV called the Screensavers.
Yeah.
Him and Patrick Norton. And I sat in line there for like an hour. People just wanted his autograph. And when it came to it, Leo's like, hey, you know, do you want my autograph? And I'm like, actually, I don't want your autograph. I want to build your PC and I want to send it to you free of charge. And Leo looked at me and he was like, dude, how old are you? I'm like 18. He's like, I don't need a free PC from you. But how about this? And my idea was if I get Leo to like my PC and endorse it, he's going to market it for me. That was my idea in my head, right? He's like, look, I don't want your free PC. I don't need to take a PC from an 18-year-old, all right? Straight up. But I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to put your PC, I'm going to give it away on the Screensavers show. Okay? So he gives me his card with his cell phone number, right? And at the time, he was a celebrity. And celebrities, there's no YouTube and stuff back in the day.
He was like one of the biggest people in tech.
In tech, honestly. Yeah. It was him, Patrick Norton, and Drovac, the crazy guy.
John Dvorak.
John Dvorak, him.
Kevin
him.
Rose, who founded Digg, was Kevin's also cool. on yeah, he like, Screensavers. Like
throws around raccoons and shit. But yeah, there's like a story about Kevin where he like the raccoon attacks his dog and he like picks up the raccoon and like chucks the thing across the You should watch that. Anyway, so now I have this like deadline to meet, right? Because now I have a commitment from Leo Laporte, okay? And I had to send him a PC, and I wasn't ready. Okay, my website wasn't ready. Like our shopping cart wasn't ready.
You kind of had just started, to be honest. Like
I hadn't sold like a PC to somebody outside of my friends and family circle yet. So I had to get all that together and look like a big company within like a few weeks. And we came through, man. Like we went deep into credit card debt, which was pretty cool. and we put together everything that we needed, right? So we got the proper packaging. I believe it was a Main Gear F-131 in blue or yellow. I forgot. It must be on YouTube somewhere.
I think it was blue.
Yeah, and then it was...
I've seen the video.
Yeah, man. So we sent it to them, and I swear to you, people used to watch TV back then.
Oh, it was like the big tech, like that was the only tech show. Like that was it. Like it was, that's what you watched if you were a nerd and you wanted to watch something on
TV. Dude, the phones literally started ringing. I'm getting goosebumps right now. The phone literally started ringing as soon as it aired. It aired. And then when they would go into the commercial, the phone started to ring. And we're just on the phone trying to figure out email started to come in. Now, we didn't get like bombarded with orders, but now we have action. Now we have people interested, right? I used that ammunition to go and present my product to magazines. And at the time, magazines were the source of reliable news.
It's what I did, right? Like when I first started building, I went to the store and I bought a couple different PC magazines because that was like the cool
if you wanted to buy something, you would read something in a magazine and figure out if it was good or not, right? Yeah. Like whatever was rated the best, you would buy it based on what the magazine editor told you. There's no YouTube, there's no. So I went to a few different magazines and I said, look, we're a big deal. We're on the Screensavers. You guys want to check out our systems. And the first magazine that took us was Computer Power User, CPU magazine, which, by the way, they're still alive. CPU.
They kind of almost fell off and made a comeback recently.
Yeah, yeah. And those guys, they reviewed my computer versus our homies, Voodoo PC, Falcon Northwest, and Alienware. And guess what? We took them out, baby. So we beat everybody in that roundup, and that's what kind of like put us in the map, right? We also had shipped like a crazy liquid cooled computer with like it had like Freon cool. I forgot. Like it was crazy overclocked. It was nuts. Like it was kind of stupid for us to sell something like that at the time, but it was completely different than what everybody was doing. And we blew everybody out of the water. I still have that article. It was in the front lobby. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, no, I love that article. Yeah. And, you know, just so you guys know too, you've done a couple like hour long interviews too that are super worth checking out. Online as well, that like you tell like even like the like, because there's a lot of stuff you left out.
Mm-hmm.
If you could post links, Brent, I think Sarah Dietschy did an interview on her Creative Live channel, and yep. Sam Sheffer did like an interview with Wallace as well on his YouTube channel. Because there's a lot more to the story too.
Ron's saying that it's gonna be like me speaking for an hour, so like let's just move on. But that's kind of how we started. If you really want to take the hour to watch like my hustle story, and it wasn't all peaches and roses, I gotta tell you, man. Like we went through crazy ups and downs and just learning, because I had no mentor, and which I should have. Somebody should have told me, hey, find a mentor, find somebody to help you out. And if you want to open up a business, first of all, you can do it. Second of all, just go and do it. Third of all, find a mentor.
There's so many more resources now. Yeah. Like back then, there wasn't this like huge culture of startups like there is now, where you can go online and like find so much information about starting a business and best practices and like even like as a single person, like how to market. And you know, you won't be the expert on everything, but there's so much good information that didn't exist back then, to be honest. Right.
And at the end of the day, after you do all those things, your like mindset should be just by doing the right thing. And doing the right thing is just not taking people's money and running away with it. It's expect things to go bad. Okay, in any business.
Yeah.
You will be learning, you will be crashing hard, okay? And you're gonna say, oh my God, this sucks. Don't give up. It's gonna go bad. Pick up where you left off and rebuild and keep moving forward, because that is the life of any entrepreneur. Every guy that you see that's made it, right? Like if the guy, and I'm not saying that I did, because I don't feel like I have, but every guy that's made it on the internet that you're like, oh man, that guy's driving a nice car. You know how much beating that guy took before he made it?
Even YouTubers, streamers,
yeah,
they'll spend years with no one paying attention to them, and everyone's like, oh, he just got famous overnight. Like,
no, they didn't.
It's very rare it's very rare.
They're
it's
consistent. Mostly,
they're just grinded at it. They work their butts off, and that's right. How they got where they are.
Yeah. Takes a lot of work to be next.
You can do it. Next.
Okay. What is your favorite build of all time?
My favorite build of all times. It's like asking like which one of your child do you like most? Like, really?
So next. The correct answer to that is the one that's giving you the least problem at the moment.
No, I mean, I think we have some very, very unique and different builds that fit different categories or even different moments in the year, right?
Or like our history.
History, yeah.
I have two, I guess, like from like a theme. Mm-hmm. Our F-131 in matte black with gold fittings and black tubes. Okay. It's just my favorite color combination. And if we're gonna go like classic main gear, I'm gonna go with our shift with a white paint job, red interior. Was just like a classic system for us.
Okay, I was thinking more of like, I get the theme thing. I was thinking more of like the actual builds.
Oh, yeah, it's so hard to, I guess I pick color schemes because like it's hard to pick a specific system, and I feel like picking one of one is cheating a little bit because so much work goes into those.
It is, but like I would say definitely if I were to choose two for me, specific builds, I would choose the Coca-Cola system for sure. I thought that was super dope. And I would choose the system that we sent to Dub Magazine.
That was awesome.
You know why I love that system? Because it wasn't meant to be built in that way.
Yeah, that.
And it took so much effort to build that caliber of PC. It's
technically the first one of one.
It's the first one of one inside the shift. There was a shift. The Minger shift was the first system with vertical heat dissipation. By the way, check it out. It wasn't designed to be built with like a hard tube, like in a super style.
Yeah.
And we went through a lot to build that system, and it came out super awesome. It was so cool that a car magazine wrote about the system, which is Dub Magazine, which I used to read as a kid. And then also Popular Science magazine wrote an article.
It was beautiful.
It was named it was called The Beautiful Thing by Popular Magazine. Yeah. Popular Science magazine.
Yeah.
Was it Popular Mechanics? Popular Science?
I think it was Popular Science.
Popular Science. One of those.
If you look at on YouTube and look up Shift, Minger Shift product video, the shift in that video is the that machine.
Yes.
Oh, that sweet. We show. Nice. And it's a really cool video. We like filmed it in our paint booth and like a whole story of it being built. It's super cool.
Next.
Adam on Facebook asks, Wallace, what is your favorite new PC tech that asparagus. Is coming out for what? The consumer?
Asparagus. What is it?
What's your new... He worded it very differently.
What's your favorite thing that's coming out in PC hardware?
Thank you, Ron.
Piece of tech in PC hardware.
I have a feeling we're going to have the same answer. I have a feeling.
Can I say it on live TV?
I was going to say, you are under NDA on some stuff. That you don't
I would say it, but I can't talk about it.
Sounds good.
No, there are some cool technologies coming out. So we have obviously some new processors dropping very soon, right? Mm-hmm. So from AMD.
Yeah.
We have some new PCI Express Gen 4 SSD drives that are
things that are totally different.
Yeah,
I'm super excited.
It's not like
about
a speed
that.
Bump; it's like a generational bump.
Yeah.
And same thing with these CPUs from AMD. It's like a. It's not like a. 10% faster.
No, it's a
like
huge, it's huge.
It's like AMD. Took out the white gloves and started to bitch slap a couple of people. But so we have.
You heard it here first.
So there's some new, really cool stuff dropping on the 7th of next month. Did I break NDA?
No. They announced 7/7.
Stop kicking me, Ron. Stop kicking me. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so that's like the current new tech. I also like the stuff that's like. By like Elgato, believe it or not, like these.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're using
the
that.
Stream Decks.
The Stream Decks. I think that's stuff. Like enabling people to do things at home that typically studios would.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's super easy to set up too.
Yeah. So they're doing a really great job. Yeah, man. That's kind of like what
I'd agree mind. With you on all of those.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about PCIe 4 SSDs. Like super excited. It's great to see such a huge jump. So,
and I actually like stuff that runs hot, believe it or not.
Oh, I mean,
because
you gotta cool it.
We do a good job cooling. That's where like our expertise comes into play. Is just basically things that run hot tend to run loud. And when you buy a Mangear system, we make sure that we make it run cool and quiet.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Nice. We gotta get you a button for this.
That was easy.
So this is Robert from Twitter. He says, why is your logo the way it is?
Oh, you got to answer this one. This is one of Wallace's favorite stories.
Robert. Thanks. That's a great question, man.
So Nick said that our logo is the logo for inclusion, then more inclusion on top of it.
Nick is a special character. So let me show you that real quick. Mangear logo. There's three lines, and those three lines represent the hardware inside a box, right? Think of like these three lines, almost like video cards and expansion cards. Think of the outside logo, the outside lines here, as a box, like a tower, okay? Performance so great that it cannot be contained. That's what our logo means. I hope that answers your question.
No, I actually found out about that.
Can I drop this mic?
I found out about that for the first time on a bench stream. I actually hadn't heard that story before, and someone asked on a stream.
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago.
You're just totally dumbfounded.
I was like, oh, that's amazing. I just assumed it was an awesome logo.
No, I mean, I wanted a logo that would be recognizable. And that had representation, like real meaning.
Yeah, which is awesome. Not every company
has that. Of who we are. Yeah. So we had our first logo was kind of like a almost like a cartoonish gear.
Yeah, more literal.
It was
a lot of tech companies
logo.
Had that. Like, look at the Apple logo. Like,
it's very CSAY.
Like it was like that was a trend in the tech space.
Yeah. So when I think it was 2009 when we launched the Shift, that's when we decided to come up with a new logo. And that's how we came up with it.
Awesome.
So. Question from Facebook, which I think this is going to win, is how do I get the gray hat or the white one?
You have to unlimited tweets.
So as of right now, when you buy a Mangear system, it's an option in our configurator. What I will say is soon we will have the ability for you to buy gear on our website. So you'll be able to buy t-shirts, hats, socks, pants. No, but this
actually, we have socks, bro.
We do have socks.
We do have socks. Yeah. He's not joking.
We do have socks.
Yeah,
but we'll have all of our all the cool stuff that we make available. Just you can easily purchase it on our website. That's going to be very, very, very soon. Just watch out on our social media. It'll be very obvious when that drops.
And then this last question from Discord is from the Devtron, specifically to Ron. What are the plans for Stream Squad going forward?
So for those of you who don't know, we have a program called Be Next. The idea is that, you know, our mission as a company is to empower the community to be next, empower you to be the next streamer, content creator, YouTuber, gamer, professional gamer, whatever that means to you. So we have a program that is broken in two parts. We have Stream Squad and Partner Squad, right? So basically just two different levels where we work with people that are streaming on Twitch or YouTube or Mixer, and you become part of our family. So we have a ton of members now on our Discord. Yeah. And actually, I recommend joining our Discord. So it's maingear.com/discord.
Or discord.gg/maingear.
Yes, either or
two
works.
Two options.
And you can actually chat with our team. But so for those of you who are members of our Stream Squad or thinking about it, I think what I can say is that our goal with Be Next is really to lift up and support and help the members of these programs grow. And so we have a lot. I can't talk specifically about what the way we're going to execute on this, but the goal is to get you guys more involved in the content that we're making and what we can do to promote what you're doing. So we were doing like a featured content creator of the week. We're kind of retooling our show and trying to figure out the best way to integrate that stuff. But our main goal is what can we do to help everyone grow? Because that is the goal of Be Next, is for you guys to make it to where you want to be. And so there's going to be cool stuff in the next couple months around how are we going to do that, whether it's things like maybe co-streaming with some of our Stream Squad partners, mm-hmm. Connecting our Stream Squad partners with our partners who have bigger audiences to help them grow. We're trying to do group kind of activities where during like a bigger activation with a launch, maybe we work with everyone and kind of tie them all together. We want to feature some of you guys on our website. So a lot, whatever we can do to help you guys grow. And that's really the stuff that we're working on now.
And look, to be fair, we're always evolving this thing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you have a piece of advice or if you have an opinion on what we should do next for Be Next.
Yeah. ask in Discord specifically.
Yeah. I mean, join our Discord, you know, put your thoughts out there. And the intent of the program is to enable people to be great. That's the ultimate goal here. And it doesn't mean that we have this whole thing 100% figured out. This was an idea that's evolved into a bigger idea, and that's turning into something really, really cool.
Yeah, we just want to make it bigger and better constantly. It's always going to be evolving, and all the members' feedback is a big part of what we're going to do. And I'm sure Brent hears the most of it, being our community manager. But
yeah, a little bit. And the important thing about Be Next too is it's very much like Main Gear. We're in it for the long haul, not for the short game.
Absolutely.
And so people that are in there, staying in there and helping the community out, everything's going to come full circle.
100%.
Last question here. Let's see if I can find it.
Is this a double last question, Brent? You said that was the last question.
Okay, last question. That was the last question from Discord. What do you think about the relationship between artificial intelligence and personal computers?
Ooh. Ooh, man. So, first of all, I am like...
Did we just open a like 3-hour last question?
No. I won't go on a huge rant. I'm like a big fan of like sci-fi, like hard sci-fi in general. And so like somewhere wired in my head is like this. I just finished watching Battlestar Galactica, for example, which is pretty much a show about AI going wrong. but it's an interesting question because we're seeing AI mostly on like the service side. of things. And I know, Wallace, you have like, I've heard you kind of like talk about things you want the PC to do, essentially,
yeah,
with all the horsepower that you have.
Right. If you think about it, look at all the things that a device this small can do because of all the compute power that this device has, right? And then the next step is look at your Google Home,
right?
There's so much that little tiny speaker, there's so much information because it's connected to the internet that it can process, right? But that speaker has an ARM chip in it, and that ARM chip, to be fair, it's not that powerful. It has to go to the internet.
Yeah, it's barely, it's just sending requests out.
It's sending requests, getting them back. It's going to a server, the server's processing the data, and it's sending it back. That's why there's a slight amount of latency that's involved there.
Which they're fixing with the next gen Google Homes. It will be able to do some stuff locally,
that's right, because it's getting more powerful.
Because it's getting more powerful,
yeah, right. But what device in your home that's already super, super powerful?
It's your PC is probably the most, I mean, it should, I'm assuming it is the most.
It is, you have, right? You're, you know, the future of your PC at home is, it's going to do more than just being a gaming PC. It might run your house. It might run your life. Like the thing is there's an enormous amount of compute power sitting underneath your desk. If you have a gaming GPU, it's like a mini supercomputer.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Right?
Jess Vaughn says, you're wrong. The most powerful thing in his house is himself.
Touche. I think as the mindset changes, right? And, you know, and then why do you need like multiple PCs at home?
Yeah.
Why can't a single PC in your home stream to your devices, so multiple devices within your home, right? So a lot of people say, hey, what's going to happen with like computer companies like yours because of all the streaming stuff that's happening? And I say, hey, I think it's going to get better. I think people are going to buy more PCs because people are going to need more power. The PC, this local box, is always going to be more powerful than what you can get here.
Yeah.
Or what you can get over the web.
That's totally true.
Right? So, like, how do we implement... I guess the question is, how do we implement AI into your PC to make everything better for you?
So, I don't know why I didn't think of this immediately, but let me talk about my PC at home right now, right? So, I'm running an IP camera recording software that has artificial intelligence that does face recognition on anyone that walks in the frame, right? Mm-hmm. I'm running the...
That's being ran locally in your PC?
On my PC.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm running the Adobe Suite of applications, which uses artificial intelligence for editing. It's a big push Adobe's making, right? So with an RTX card, I have AI for my gaming for things like DLSS, which is making my games look better. So to be honest, we're there.
It's happening. It's
happening. And these applications, these real world hard to run applications that need meaty power behind them with AI, are running on my PC. I didn't even think about it because I'm just used to it. And that's kind of interesting. Like I don't really think about it because it's just part of the stuff that I'm doing, but it's powered by AI
running on
my PC. So we're already there and it's only going to get more advanced and it's only going to do more kind of going forward. I just want an AI that answers my emails for me.
That's happening. Do you have Gmail?
I guess so.
Like Gmail, you can like press as you're typing, just press tab and like the thing auto replies for you.
It's weird because it's contextual.
Yeah, man.
So if they ask you a question like, Jesus, when are you coming to the church on Sunday? And you're like, on Sunday. And then it will be like, I'm coming to the church at 8:00. Not the time, but like the structure of the sentence based on the question above. It's actually a little kind of creepy.
In the text messages though, it's very apathetic. Like all the responses are like, good, great, see you at 5.
It makes you seem
like the most like ignorant person ever.
It's because you have the cheap pixel.
But yeah, AI right now is mainly being used to take large data sets and then sort through what's not important and just show the important stuff, right? Whether it's graphics or photo editing or all that.
And it look, guys, AI is not what most people think it is. It's not like, there's not like a like a brain.
It's not like a chat bot that you're like, what's up, man?
It's really like a database.
Yeah.
It's
an algorithm.
That's being taught to react to certain questions and scenarios and things like
that. Well, and that's so, able to learn as things change, essentially. So like deep learning, like.
But it starts with a human being.
Programming an algorithm data set, and then it just kind of runs with it.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's.
I'd love to have someone on this show actually to talk about deep learning.
That knows AI. We don't know shit about AI.
No. Maybe he might be watching. Maybe like Jay Chen. Knows quite a bit about this stuff. And because NVIDIA does, like, outside of the gaming space, NVIDIA is kind of like all in on AI as far as like a company goes with a lot of their other like professional products. And
dude, they're like solving cancer.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
Like, I did an NVIDIA tour. Three months ago?
Yeah, about.
I got to hang out with Jensen Huang, the CEO, and you know, Jeff Fisher and all the top guys at NVIDIA. And the applications where they're using AI, it blew my mind. I can't really talk about like a lot of the stuff that I saw, you know, but it's first of all, it's not scary. Second of all, it's actually really beautiful. some of the problems that they're solving.
Yeah.
And so big ups to those guys. And it starts from gaming, It started with gaming. Can you believe that? It's a company that started from gaming and now they're curing cancer.
If I remember correctly, they like, if you remember like the Watson that played by IBM that played Jeopardy.
Was it Jeopardy or chess?
I thought it was chess. It beat like the world chess.
I thought they had one that played Jeopardy.
Probably holds multiple world records. Chat can answer.
I'm pretty sure Watson played Jeopardy, but they actually reprogrammed it to be a diagnostic tool for... you put in all the symptoms and it like spits out based on like tons of medical journals and like case histories and stuff.
Jake says it played Jeopardy.
Okay. I'm not incorrect. but it spits out a diagnosis based on that. Essentially they built it, they had to play Jeopardy, and then they were like, okay, now it can like help like doctors kind of input stuff and
that,
figure out what's going on.
That same machine like made a song.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah. Like it made a song.
I did not
see
that.
And it made a movie.
I've seen those.
Yeah, you've seen the movie?
I've seen the real stuff made by AI, and then I've seen people make funny stuff that's mocked, pretending it's AI.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. The Boston Dynamics robot.
Those things creep me out so much.
Well, the funny part is I watched that video. That was a video that was released like, what, a week ago? We're talking about the
2 weeks ago.
Boston Dynamics AI video.
Where they're beating on the robot.
Beating the robot, yeah.
And it's like, it fights back. I didn't know in the beginning that was a fake video.
You couldn't tell. It was hard to tell, but then they went so hard on the robot. I'm like,
yeah,
there's no way that this is
so
like.
So these dudes are like breaking bottles over the robot's head. And I'm like, those guys are gangster, man. Like, those guys, like, really? They're like scientists and stuff? They can't act like that. They're acting like hoodlums. And I, in a way, here's the part.
It made me sad.
It made me feel bad for the robot.
Me too. I'm like,
dude,
I felt the same way.
You can't do that to the robot?
I felt the same way. I got like emotional watching it.
I feel like I'm in the middle of like a love novel.
I felt bad for the robot. Like I didn't know towards the end, that's when I saw that it was a fake video, but I didn't know at first. Yeah. And I didn't see, by the way, it popped up on my YouTube like recommended videos list. So I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
No, I saw it on just Facebook. It started autoplaying.
I'm like, look, robots. Yeah. Boston Dynamics. They have a new robot. Great. Check it out.
Have you seen the Black Mirror episode with the robot dogs?
No.
Okay.
I probably should.
If you want to go in the opposite direction of AI, then yes.
So basically, we just need to make sure we program the empathy that you felt for the robot into the robot for us when it goes rogue.
When it goes nuts.
Perfect. Yeah. We've solved big problems on the bench this week.
We need like a red button. Like... that like
an empathy button
the president can like press
EMP everything.
So, that shuts all the AI out.
So Brent,
I have no comments on
who's getting the hats. Discord gets to pick the color of the hat, by the way.
Drum roll, please.
Yes. So the Discord question of the day,
we will actually announce the winners in the Discord. So if you join our Discord, you can win. And we're going to give one for the people that people that asked before and then people that asked live.
Okay, so you have to join. Oh, you sneaky man.
Discord.gg/maingear, or if you're Ron, maingear.com/discord.
Well, it's maingear first, Discord second. Brad. Okay. That's how it should be.
Says the marketing guy.
Oh, this was fun. Let us know if you want us to do this again. We'd give a little bit more heads up this time. I think we posted it like Wednesday, but
yeah.
I think this is cool. I'd love to do more Q&A kind of stuff. This is cool. Maybe we'll do theme questions.
I don't know. I like our like massive breadth.
You want just
everything
keep this
from
cool.
like cannibalism cool. to AI to the story of Main Gear.
He's still thinking about eating you, man. Can you believe that?
I think he's
just. Oh, that sounds bad.
I think Brent's just upset that I picked him as.
We
the
talked about
target.
For those of you who joined late. We talked about if we were stranded on an island, who would eat who first?
It has to be by seniority,
it's
right?
It's super. I guess
if
I'm
we're
the
stranded
oldest,
on an island, I don't care about my job anymore.
My answer to that question was, how about we join teams and we go fish together?
And I just immediately said we would eat Brent.
So that's
you're much more political than I am, apparently.
Hey guys, thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. Join us next week at normally on the bench is at 5 p.m. on Fridays, and also. I heard a rumor that this week's Oblivious with Nick was quite funny.
It was pretty good.
Henrietta?
By somebody in Discord.
His girlfriend Henrietta dumped him for Overwatch. You heard about that?
You guys should watch this.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, apparently there's a love story this week. So definitely go and watch it on probably YouTube or Facebook is the best
for
the
preview. More emotional than Wallace and Robots.
Yeah, no, that was nuts. Henrietta dumped Nick for Overwatch. That's all I got to say. Go hear his story.
But definitely tune in. They stream every Wednesday.
Bit of that and put on just... You know, just
on his desk to remind him.
Just,
forever.
You
want to
just cut story time? You want to have story time with Nick as a new show?
Story time with Nick,
But definitely tune into that. We stream a game every Wednesday at 5.
Every Wednesday at 5.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. If you're looking to buy a PC, we are ending our dad and grad sale soon. Big dollars off on Ryzen. So definitely go check that out now. Also, if you shoot us an email, we have some new financing options that are actually pretty great. If you had tried to finance before, you should check it out and go through an order on our website. We have some new options. So things like our Edge program and also accepting PayPal. So we have a ton of stuff. If you have any questions, shoot us an email. You can ask for Nick if you want. And I think that's it, guys.
Whenever you call, just ask for about how Henrietta is doing.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be so cool. Hey, Nick, how's Henrietta doing? I'm going to start crying with you on the phone.
You left me, man.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Peace.
Catch you on the next one.
Later.